of Joshua, please, chapter number 6 and verse number 20. The book of Joshua, chapter number 6 and verse number 20. And would you like to stand for the reading of the Word of God, please? Joshua chapter 6, verse 20. And what we're used to doing down there is the preacher reads one verse, the congregation reads the next verse. And the preacher reads the third, and the congregation the fourth. So could we do that? I'll read verse 20, and y'all join me in verse 21. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house, and bring out thence the woman and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in, and brought out Rahab, and her father, and her mother, and her brethren, and all that she had, and they brought out all her kindred, and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burned the city with fire, and all that was therein, only the silver, and the gold, and the vessels of brass, and of iron, they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab for the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had, and she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, cursed be the man before the Lord that riseth up and buildeth this city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you, God, for such stories, dear Lord. I remember these stories when I was just a little bitty boy, Lord. Remember them at home and remember them at Sunday school. And dear Lord, it still is a blessing to read these stories. It's still exciting for me. I pray, Jesus, that you bless this message. Please help me, Lord, to be a blessing and encouragement. Thank you for this church and for what they've done for you, for us down on the mission field, and what this church stands for. Thank you very much. In Jesus' name, bless our hearts now, please. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You can sit, please. It says here, it speaks the story of the victory. You know, Joshua is a book of victories. There are some sins. In fact, we're going to get around to one in this book. But Joshua as a whole is a book of victories. There is no victory without a battle.
Amen.
So you have to fight the battle in order to get the victory. And here, they had a great victory. They were marching around Jericho. You remember how many times? 13. That's truth. One time for the first day, 6 days, once each day, and then on the seventh day, seven more. 7 plus 6, I learned in school, was 13. And so they marched around 13 times in all, and God made those walls drop. And every soldier, just wherever they were, they went straight up into Jericho and conquered the city. And everything fell except for the portion where Rahab lived. She lived somewhere in the wall of Jericho.
Yeah, right.
And God didn't let that part come down because God saved Jericho. Saved Rahab amidst the destruction of Jericho. And thank God for all that. In Joshua chapter 6, verse 1, it says, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in.
Right.
Boy, it was, they were close. They were in fear. And they prepared for battle and everything. And Jericho was a strong city, but God gave Israel the victory. Now, knowing Brother Joshua and how he raised up early in the morning and And he was challenged even from chapter 1 to meditate on the word of God, and that anything and all things that he did, God was going to prosper in his hand.
Amen.
So knowing Brother Joshua about reading the word of God and rising up early, having time with the Lord, not in this Bible, but in one of my other Bibles, I have underlined the times that Joshua rose early. What did he do? Well, why did he have victories? Because he followed the Lord.
Amen.
Through the word of God, in fellowship with the Lord. And so this victory of Jericho probably was after much prayer. I would not be surprised at all if they fasted over it, they followed the Lord closely over it, except for something we will get to. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, please. 2 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse 14. It says here, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ. It maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place." How do we triumph? It says it right there. It says there in verse 14, "causeth us to triumph in Christ." That is the secret to victories. You fight your battles with Christ, in Christ.
Amen.
And you'll have a victory. In Christ, we are triumph. We are triumphant. And if you turn, please, to 2 Chronicles and chapter number 15, verse 2, please. 2 Chronicles chapter number 15 and in verse number 2, it says, "And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you, while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you."
Amen.
"Hear ye me, the Lord is with you, while ye be with him." So if you're going to walk with Jesus, if you're going to fight the battles on the Lord's side, he's with you, he'll give you the victory. Amen?
Amen.
He makes us triumph in Christ. And that's the reason why they were able to conquer Jericho. Now turn quickly back to the book of Joshua, please, in verse number 7. Chapter number 7. In verse number 1, "But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel." God still gets angry at sin, and especially if we don't make it right.
Amen.
God's gonna deal with sin in any of our lives. He does not just dismiss it. God sees it, and
Amen.
It's things that has to be made right. We have to get things right with God. And this man, Achan, he trespassed in the accursed thing. And please, if you could understand with me, that whenever we just have a victory in our life, we don't need to dwell on that victory and face what's coming, trusting in ourselves for the former victory. If you go to verse number 2, please, it says, "And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven, on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, Go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, Let not all the people go up, but about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. So there went up thither of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate even unto Shebarim, and smote them in the going down. Wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water." Now there is no victory. They have been defeated.
Amen.
Why? Why? Naturally, we would say Achan's fault. Amen? And sure enough, he had fault in it. But he is not the only one at fault. He is not the only one at fault. Did you read anywhere where Joshua prayed? Did you read anywhere where Joshua said, "God, we just had a victory because you gave us the victory"? God, you let us triumph in this. It was a sore battle. It was a difficult situation, but you gave us the victory. God, is there anything that I need to know? Is it time for us to go forward? Is it time for us to spread out on the, for the next battle? God, is there anything I don't know yet? Would you let me know? You don't find that he prayed. You don't find that he fell down on his knees. So it kind of gives us the sense that he was trusting in the victory. You know, I've already triumphed. Let's move on. And see, that could be our next defeat, if you follow me. That could be our next defeat. Don't delight yourself in past victories with God. Even after you've had a victory, we must learn, you and I must learn to drop on our knees and say, God, is there anything I don't know that went on? Is there anything that I need to know about? And, you know, everything in the Bible is for our admonition. Everything in the Bible is for us to learn from. And that's something for me to learn from. Because the old devil wants me to trust in past victories and move on without really searching the Lord, seeking the Lord's face and going, coming before God and saying, God, is there something that I need to find out? Is there something that needs to be made right? The old devil and my old flesh wants me to trust in my past victories and move on without seeking the Lord's face. And that's kind of what went on here because he planned out the strategy. They went up and they were defeated by a real small town, Ai. So in the book of Job 34, verse 32, please, book of Job, verse chapter 34, verse 32, it says, that which I see not, teach thou me. If I have done iniquity, I will do no more. Should it be according to thy mind? If there's something that I'm not seeing, God, would you show it to me, please? Amen? You can't trust on what you discern. You can't trust on how you make an analysis of your own self. Or what's being done. Even after we've had a victory, we've been triumphing, we're coming forward, we're progressing, we need to slow down and say, God, is there something that I'm not seeing? Amen? And don't you know that if Brother Joshua did that, God would have said, yes, sir, Joshua, there is something. Before he went to go fight Ai. Before. But he didn't, so he went to go fight. So God has to bring a defeat to turn us back to God. Amen? Amen? It's unnecessary. If we could train ourselves to always go before the Lord, even after victories. In Psalm 19, verse 12, Psalm 19 and verse 12, it says, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. So, who understands his own errors? It's easier to see the errors of somebody else. It's easier to spotlight the faults of anybody else. But who can see their own? Man, everything's been going pretty swell. Watch out. You might be next up to fall. So after triumphs, after victories, we would do well to fall down before the Lord and say, God, is there anything that I am not seeing? Is there something that you want to me to make right with you before we move on? We would do very well to do that. I would. Well, that's not what Joshua did. He just planned out the strategy for the next battle and went out into the battle, and God could not bless. Don't get independent from God. We need to depend on God each step. Amen? We need to bring ourselves back to depend on God. God, if you don't do it, if you're not fighting this for me, I'm a loser. I can't go on. Would you help me again, please? And if we had the humble spirit, I believe God would say, hey, son, there is something I'd like to deal with you about. And we could avoid some defeats. Amen? We could avoid some. I've experienced that. I've experienced having to be defeated just to God to obligate me to turn back to Him. You know, I believe God wanted Joshua on his face, worshiping the Lord, humbly seeking God's face before they went against the little town of Ai. I believe God would have enjoyed that worship, enjoyed the humbleness and just the simplicity of saying, God, is there something I don't know about? Is there something that needs to be made right? Search me. Search us. Amen? And so God help me. Don't trust in past victories for future battles. Seek the Lord for each next battle. Amen? And let's go to Joshua chapter 7. We read all the way up to verse number 5. And where they were smitten before the men of Ai. And then look at verse 6. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the eventide. He and the elders of Israel and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Ammonites to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side Jordan. Brother Joshua, he's in the dumps right now. In verse 8, O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it and shall environ us round and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name? You know what God tells him? Look at verse 10. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? Israel hath sinned. We can make this right. I wish you'd have fallen on your face before. I wish you would have sought me before the defeat was needless. But because you did not, it happened. How many times have we been right there? Amen? God help us to not trust in past victories for future battles. Don't think that a recent victory is a guarantee for another victory. It is not. Only to be with the Lord and on the Lord's side and God walking with you, that is the guarantee for the next victory. So don't trust in your own self for that. And don't get slack. God can bring a difficulty so that we can humbly come before Him once again. Why do we train ourselves to do that all the time? Why do we come out of a victory and we just move on with good strategies? We move on. Why should we do that? We can come out of the victory worshiping the Lord, seeking the Lord's face, and always giving Him the opportunity. God, is there anything you need to tell me? Is there anything I need to make right? I'd sure like to make it right. Amen? So God help us. In 2 Chronicles chapter number 25 and verse 11, please. 2 Chronicles chapter number 25 and verse 11. And Amaziah strengthened himself and led forth his people and went to the Valley of Salt and smote of the children of Seir. 10,000 and other 10,000 left alive did the children of Judah carry away captive and brought them unto the top of the rock and cast them down from the top of the rock that they all were broken in pieces. That was a great victory, a really great victory. But you know, I'm going to cut out some of the reading here. He moved on with strategy to progress in another battle, but he did not seek the Lord's face. In the next battle was his defeat. Why? The same reason why I'm defeated. The same reason why you can be defeated. We don't need to trust in our past victories. Thank God for past victories. Give him all the credit, all the glory. Worship him for it, but say, God, is it time to move on? God, do you want me to move on for the next battle? Is it time yet? Is there something I need to know before? Amen? Let's do that. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, please. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 and verse 17. You probably know it. Pray without ceasing. But I just won a battle. We just had a victory. Let's move on to the next one. Pray without ceasing. We must pray. Amen. We must pray. We could avoid some defeats. You know this verse too. It's Matthew chapter 6, 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. It doesn't say seek ye once for all that's ahead. It says seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen? So there's another battle. I should seek God first. It's not once for all that's ahead. It's keep seeking him first of all. Always seek him first of all for everything that lays ahead. Amen? Always keep doing it. There was sin in Achan, yes. And you know God had that dealt with. Achan died, his wife, his kids. The things that he took of the accursed, he stole, if you want to think of it as that, from Jericho, because God did not want them to take anything. It was accursed. All that he was stoned to death. They bought a big pile of rocks on top of him and everything that he had. His whole family perished. God dealt with that. But you know, that could have been dealt with without the whole country of Israel being defeated. There are things that God would like to deal more closely, not so openly and devastating, if only I could seek him like he wants me to. Amen? Do you follow me? 1 Kings chapter 8 and 58. We'll park right here. 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 58. That he may incline our hearts unto him, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, which he commanded our fathers. Now, like the beginning of that verse, that he may incline our hearts unto him. Incline something is you just lean it out toward. That's something. And what we need is our hearts to be inclined to God. And many times after victory, that's when our hearts are not inclined to God. So God help us even when he gives us victories. Amen? And after we have victories, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Would you like to stand, please? Dear Jesus, thank you, God, for letting